Welcome to our special Holy Week podcasts from STC Sheffield.
Hi everyone, and welcome to Holy Week here at STC. This is a very special week in the life of the Worldwide Christian Church, and also a very special week in our own church life here as a family here at STC. Now, this is the time when you would be hearing me as church leader, usually on a Sunday on the platform, saying it's going to be an amazing week when the Lord Jesus is going to meet with us very powerfully as we gather together in different and varied ways. However, this Holy Week, as you can imagine, is going to be very different due to the national emergency that we find ourselves in. We will not be gathering in our church building for our evening meditations or for our all-age Good Friday service, or for the 3 hours at the cross, or for our Easter Day morning amazing celebration that we always have here. And yes, we're sad. We are sad that that cannot happen. But we are still going to gather here online this week and into the weekend and in the days to come. And in exciting and creative ways, we're going to allow the Lord to speak to us. And I'm convinced that he will meet with us in an even more powerful way in the days to come. Now, this Holy Week, we're going to be looking at this term faith. Now, it seems an obvious thing to look at, doesn't it? But actually, over these past days, Jesus has taken me back to what it means to follow him, to have faith in him. When all else is taken away, when ministries are taken away, when church services are taken away, what else is left but our faith in Christ? I've been following Jesus now for many, many years, since that quite damp Tuesday evening at Sheffield Cathedral when I invited the Lord into my life. I put my faith in him. And Trish and I have seen, as a couple, a Christian couple, Jesus guide us and sustain us in our marriage together, and also in the raising of our children. We've seen him guide us in our ministry as we followed him, serving in the church. However, again, over these past weeks, these extraordinary times, it's taken us back to look at what faith actually means to us. And in this week's podcast, as we focus on different aspects of that faith, we're going to be looking at that through the prism of Luke's account, Holy Week account. Begins with this meditation tonight, a video cast. And tomorrow, you can hear the audio of this video cast and the written transcript as Tuesday's podcast, and that's what's going to happen throughout the week. The evening video cast will become the following day's podcast. You're going to be seeing me and hearing me all week. I'll be doing these reflections. You'll probably be fed up of seeing me by the end of the week. But I wanted to do this because this, for both Trish and I, this is our last Holy Week as leaders here at STC. And it's definitely not the Holy Week and Easter that we had planned, but it is what it is. And we're so excited about what the Lord's going to do with us as a church family over these next days. And as we begin this week of focusing on faith, I want to start tonight not with the passion narrative from Luke, but a story in Luke's gospel, where Jesus is speaking to his disciples about what it means to have faith right in the middle of a raging storm. And I think that's such a relevant word for all of us today. And our Bible reading is going to be from Luke chapter 8, verses 22 to 25 from the NIV. And I'm going to read that to us right now. This is what it says. One day, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's go over to the other side of the lake." So they got into a boat and set out. And as they sailed, he fell asleep, and a squall came upon the lake, so that the boat was being swamped and they were in great danger. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we're going to drown." He got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters, and the storm subsided and all was calm. "Where is your faith?" he asked his disciples. In fear and amazement, they asked one another, "Who is this? He commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Now, we often talk about the storms of life, don't we? It usually means dealing with the challenges and pressures of life. And it's the kind of term that preachers like me would use to encourage us all to keep close to Jesus and know his peace when we're going through a storm or a challenge in our life. And today, in the midst of this worldwide crisis, I believe we don't find ourselves in a storm. I would suggest we find ourselves in a tsunami of anxiety and fear. It's as if we have no control over events at all. And seemingly there's nothing we can do about it. And if you believe the news, it's as if any day this whole situation will just overwhelm us and we're lost. And you know, this is the situation that those disciples found themselves in all those years ago, in a small boat, in a violent hurricane. And that's what the term means in the scripture, squall. It's a violent hurricane. They were about to be overwhelmed. And again, the term means to be sunk, to be swamped with water and to be lost and to die. That was their situation. And then Jesus steps in. Now, it's really interesting to me that Jesus doesn't comfort them as you might expect him to do, with words of empathy like, "Hey, guys, I know it's tough. I really know it's hard at the moment. And I fully understand you're gripped by fear and anxiety. I understand that, but hang in there. Just keep going. You're doing okay. God loves you." He doesn't say that. He doesn't say that at all. In the midst of this storm, as fear was overwhelming them, he issued them a direct challenge. "Where is your faith?" he asked them in verse 25. Now, the word faith here is the Greek word, and we've used it many times in our teaching here at STC, the word pistis. And it's used over 200 times, way over 200 times in the New Testament. And it's commonly translated trust. But you know, it means much more than that. It specifically means divine persuasion. In other words, it's this: to be persuaded by God to trust in God. Let me say that again. To be persuaded by God to trust in God, whatever circumstances you find yourself in. And this faith is a gift from our God and can never be produced by our human endeavor or our human strength. This faith is distinct from our human sense of confidence or optimism for the future. It's a hope that comes directly from heaven. This faith is available to all followers of Jesus to enable them to overcome the challenges of life. This faith is supernatural. This faith is Jesus. Where is your faith? This is the question Jesus asked his disciples going through challenge and storm all those years ago. And it's the question Jesus asked me and you today. And as we consider the events of Holy Week in the days to come, we pray the Lord Jesus would release this faith into our lives. This fear-quenching, life-giving, hope-filling faith. And during this week, remember this truth. I'll repeat it every evening and every day. Our God will overcome. Here's a prayer for today. Lord Jesus Christ, these days are so hard for us to bear. We are tossed about and we feel so out of control. Lord, still the storms of our life, in my life, right now. And in this moment, let me hear you say to those storms of fear and anxiety and worry, you say, be still. And let faith be released into my life, into my family, and into my church this Holy Week. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. God bless. See you tomorrow.
Jesus encourages his church. I see everything you're doing for me. Impressive! The love and the faith, the service and persistence. Yes, very impressive. You get better at it every day. A prayer for us to say together now for Holy Week. Lord, we welcome you into our lives, our families, and our church this Holy Week. May faith, hope, and love fill us all. In Jesus' name, Amen.